Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're with Larry Skupkan again, the technology project leader. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's close. That's it.
Close enough. for APH, and we're here to talk today a little bit about AVI Nav, a new GPS portion of the Orion Note Taker. Larry, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Well, thank you, JJ. Good to be here.
So we saw a very tiny glimpse of what this might be, I think, a couple months ago from the annual report. I see that you've taken the Wayfinder GPS code, you're working with that. So why don't you tell us what you've been doing?
Right. And in fact, we had a small demonstration of it in a session the other day. Were you able to make it to that?
I've been busy in here.
Sure. So, basically, we've got big plans for this thing, but when we initially release it, it's going to be a pretty basic GPS system, pretty much like Wayfinder was, where you can get points of interest, navigation, look around, where am I, so forth. Eventually, though, and the thing we like about it being server-based, and I believe we mentioned this in the annual report, we want to expand this out to be sort of the social networking equivalent of GPS, so that if you're going down the street and, there's a tree across the sidewalk, you can, well, if you want, you can take a picture of the tree, and you can record the fact that there's a tree there or write it down, and then as other people that are using this application come up to it, you know, as you're approaching, hey, whatever JJ recorded before, there's a tree in the sidewalk. And wow. A better route might be to, go back to the end of the block and take a right and go around or whatever.
So I assume those recordings, they would probably be date tagged somehow so you could see if someone recorded there's a tree in the sidewalk, but it was from 6 months ago, might not be as accurate as...
Right, and we're going to work in mechanisms for verifying and, if nobody has done anything with it to let them expire or let people update them to say, oh, the tree's gone, and, this can go away now.
Sure, and it's going to depend on the type of landmark, whether it's a permanent thing or something that's temporary.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, okay. In fact, one of the things we want to do is incorporate the Discover Cities map data into this, which has got a lot of pedestrian-centric information with it, and also to incorporate municipality-type information, like, in a lot of cities have databases of where all the fire plugs or all the mailboxes or all the streetlights in the city are.
Right.
We'd eventually like to incorporate all that kind of information into it, too.
So it's really a melding of information from various resources.
Absolutely, yeah.
To create a more advanced GPS system.
And then in phase three, which is probably, 2-3 years out or more, we want to bring... And when the technology matures enough, we want to bring this into the indoors as well.
Mm-hmm. If you looked at, I know there's some apps out there for iPhone, Android, for instance, getting around shopping malls, or there's, Meijer in Michigan has an app where they'll tell you which aisle of something is in the store.
Yeah, we have looked at that. That's some fascinating stuff. There's a couple companies doing that. In fact, Nokia is here at this conference with talking about a Bluetooth triangulation instead of using Wi-Fi triangulation, where that's even quite a bit more accurate for finding exactly where you are in space. There's also some technologies that let you combine, say, that kind of triangulation, whether it be cell towers, Wi-Fi, or Bluetooth, with a video image of where you are to kind of precisely line you up. But of course, that takes somebody going through there ahead of time and scanning it. But those are all possibilities. We're actually not quite ready to get into all that yet. We want to get the basics in first and then some virtual navigation, which isn't going to be in this initial release either. So sort of the ability to, very much like Intersection Explorer or
the PC maps.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're going with it.
So for people who use Wi-Fi in their in the past on the Nokia phones, have you kept the interface? Are you totally redoing it? Or
well, actually, the Wayfinder that people have been using has been running on Symbian. This is an Android client.
Okay.
So now what we've had is people ask us, can they subscribe to our servers with their Symbian client? And that's not something that we had actually considered in the beginning, but it sure is a possibility. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if there'd have to be some re-engineering with the original.
I don't think so. I think the as far as the server side goes, you know, the old client will still talk to it.
Yeah, that's a pretty intriguing, especially now considering that those people would basically have a free GPS program because they got refunds if they applied for them. So.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So well, they would have to. They'd have to subscribe to this again, though.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's an Android-based product. Is it going to be available for people in the market, or is this going to work with the Orion, or what are you thinking on that?
Well, initially, we're going to release it with the Orion when it comes out this summer. Actually, the Orion is the Level Star name for it. Ours is still the Braille Plus.
Okay.
So maybe we should call it the Braille Plus Orion or something,
right,
just to keep things a little
straight. So this is like the, right, it's essentially the second generation of the Braille Plus.
Right, exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Want to build on all the good stuff we started there.
Right.
And sort of move to the next generation.
Okay. Is this a possibility in the future for people using maybe mobile accessibility or whatever else comes out in the future for Android for them to be able to get this? Or?
Yeah, there is a possibility, yeah. That's not our priority right now. I mean, we're doing everything we can just to make our product release date. So, other things like that are possibilities. We've discussed them.
Okay. So the Braille Plus 2, or whatever, for people who have current Braille Pluses, is there going to be any sort of upgrade path for them? Or?
Well, no, there isn't.
Different
Yeah, you saw the model here. It's not the same hardware at all, or software for that matter. We're trying to port some of the software that was in it, and we'll definitely have the functionality that was in the old one. Plus a lot more, obviously.
Sure. Yeah, where is that? It was sitting around here somewhere. It's an interesting little... It's tiny as far as the prototype. You basically have room for the six keys. There's also an entire numeric pad worked
right,
in there.
Plus your navigation and then also your standard Android home, back, search, and a menu also.
Right.
Plus we've got two additional keys, which will be a dial key and a speak key.
Okay.
So the standard for Android and then the two extra ones.
Speak for voice recognition?
Actually it'll be for both, for voice recognition and for screen reader type functions to repeat something or maybe to get your time announced
right
to you or other things.
Okay. Is there a camera on the prototype?
Well, this is just a model.
Well, right. Yeah, you can't press any buttons on this thing.
Right.
It's a hard show.
I can't really talk about anything else, but that's a great question.
Right.
Ask me again in a couple months.
Right. Okay. So you're looking towards summer release date for this, and probably about the same time that Level Star, you guys are going to release it in tandem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you have a... Is that basically what you're saying? Is sometime this summer?
Right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Do you have a price yet?
No, we don't. Low.
Right.
We're going to try to keep it as low as possible. And it'll be a good deal.
Do you think, so you guys obviously have subscribed to the belief that the future of note takers is Android-based. What made you land on Android?
Well, we obviously couldn't go with Apple because, their hardware is their hardware. And, I don't see them doing a Braille keyboard on a phone. And, touchscreen is great. Apple's got a great interface for the touchscreen. But, when you want to do some texting, at least me, it's just not a satisfying or productive way to do it. A Braille keyboard is really, to do some writing, texting, email, or just writing a book.
Right.
A Braille keyboard is a much better experience. And with this time, we have finally learned. We've got the absolute world-class quality keys on this thing this time, too.
Right.
So I know the original Braille Plus, the keys were a little wobbly. These are going to be a double scissor action type key that is going to feel good tactically.
Right. And there's two models, one with a Braille display, one without?
Right.
Okay. both available at the same time this summer, basically?
Actually, the Braille one's going to come out first, and then the model that you looked at there will be about follow-up about a month later.
All right. If people want to get more information, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more coming out. How can they keep get updates and watch the progress of this?
I would suggest joining the ICON email list, where we talk about the ICON and the Braille Plus. That's where we're releasing our press releases.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you so much, Larry.
Oh, sure, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.